There will be another new group of people standing in the unemployment lines by tomorrow morning, the last employees of Circuit City. The nationwide chain had served customers for 60 years and was once the nation's second largest consumer electronics retailer. Today, it will lock the door of its 567 U.S. stores and add 34,000 people to the jobless rolls. NPR's Allison Keyes visited one of its stores in Northern Virginia.
Walk through the automatic doors into what was once a store chock full of TVs and stereos and bustling red-shirted associates, and you feel like you're in the wrong place. It's fast becoming a ghost town, with a few scavengers scuttling around to pick clean the bones. The shelves are nearly empty except for a couple of stray printers. There are a few hard drives, 1 terabyte for $112, a single $80 Panasonic HD TV digital receiver, a $400 wooden entertainment center marked down from $2,000. There are a lot of cables and wires, and lots of copies of the book, digital SLR cameras and photography for dummies, marked down from $30 to $2.99.
Look, where the keys missing right there, too.
Kirk Howard from Washington, D.C. wandered along an aisle that was empty of everything except for a few lonely-looking laptops.
Actually, we were looking for some TVs and some DVDs.
Outside the store in the crowded parking lot, Howard waxed nostalgic about the jobs being lost and the store itself.
Back in the 70s, we used to shop here a whole lot. And it's kind of like, seeing it go kind of like does something to me a little bit because they've been around for a while and stuff. But actually, there's really no deals in here because everything is gone.
We bought our first TV here right before we ever got married. So,
and we still have it.
We do. We still have it. We'll miss them.
Cynthia Evans and her husband loaded fixtures from the store into their white pickup. Shelves for the Student Council Association at a local elementary school store.
They were really nice. They had this fixture marked $125 and gave it to the school for $10.
Evans says it's sad to lose the store, but employees seem to be trying to make the best of it.
Last night when we were here, they were playing soccer and enjoying the last evening of being in the store alone, and it was very empty. So they were playing soccer and having a good time and videotaping it, and so it was nice.
Greg Lowry of Alexandria is another customer who has spent a lot of time here recently. In fact, every day, he says, taking advantage of last-minute deals. On this day, he had a bulging bag coming out of the store, but he was philosophical about the demise of this company.
It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad to see him go. Yeah.
But yet, there's the 1 terabyte.
That's right. I got me a 1 terabyte hard drive, and I got me a big old 52-inch TV, so I'm good.
Circuit City stores will all be closed as of tonight. A small staff will remain at the corporate office to finish shutting down the company. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.